96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for that complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 30th and final day of the month of April, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Treva Worrell, who's the Athlete Services Manager for Unbound Gravel, and Jessica Buchholz, Events Coordinator with Emporia Main Street. Treva, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing today?
We're good. Jessica, how are you?
Oh, doing great. How about you guys?
So far, so good. Treva, I have to ask, we're all intents and purposes, we're a month out from Unbound Gravel 2024. How are things going here behind the scenes leading into Unbound 24?
Oh, they're going great. It doesn't seem possible that it's this close, but I guess, you know, 4,000 riders are coming to town, so I guess we better get ready, right?
You have no choice, do you?
It's going to happen either way, but no, we're super excited and gearing up for like probably one of our bigger years yet. So,
well, that's saying something, because every year is a big year.
You know, yeah, when
you talk about Unbound, no doubt about that. So, how big are we going to get? But it is a wonderful event, and we want to touch on something that I guess is kind of new. And that is a celebration of all the great volunteers, Treva, that you have, and what's going on here.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of started out being like a volunteer appreciation, but then once I got going and the team and I talked about it, we realized it's actually just not volunteers. It's the community members, it's city officials, it's like emergency services that we would really like to take the time and show appreciation and like have everyone down and have some pizza. Obviously it's not lost on anyone that this event cannot happen without our community. It's not just our community. It's yours too. It's the whole town. It's the surrounding towns. It's everyone that has any sweat, tears into this event, any time, resources. We can't do it without you. And so we just really, we can't, you know, do what we would love. I mean, as far as like just throwing a complete bash and just cancel the event and just party with you guys the whole weekend. But we would like to go ahead and at least appreciate for one night and ask everyone to come and join us and have a good time.
So you've got here, Jessica, the Ask Me Anything event. That's this evening. That's going to be taking place. And what are some of the different, maybe some of the questions that you've gotten, or maybe some of the feedback that you've gotten from Emporia Main Street when it comes specifically to Unbound?
Sure. So we actually have two sessions. So we have one tonight at 5:30, and then there's one Thursday morning at 8 a.m. So we know everybody's schedule is a little bit different, and some folks are evening people and some folks are morning people, kind of depending on what their business looks like. But we are going to see some logistical changes this year with the race and kind of how that layout is going to look during the finish fest. And so we've had some businesses reach out with questions on road closures and just kind of overall traffic for really the week into the weekend.
Okay.
So this is just going to be a great opportunity for anybody who really works or lives downtown that they want to come in and they're like, hey, I have a question, you know, how this might impact how I'm going to get to my apartment, or where are my employees going to park during the week. And it's an opportunity for those folks to come down and talk to the Lifetime staff and just kind of pick their brain with any questions that they might have.
All right, so give us the times again, Jess.
Yes, so we've got tonight at 5:30, so 5:30 to 6:30, and then we also have Thursday from 8 to 9, and that is going to be across the street from us, and we're going to be at 714 Commercial Street. So it's just super casual. People can pop in and chat and just kind of learn a little bit more about the event.
Well, it's there's nary a person that this Unbound event here locally does not touch in some way.
Yep. So true.
And we've got, of course, the grains and veins of the gravel, in this region. They're hit hard by the gravel grinders that will be here, as Treva mentioned, 4,000 plus coming up for the big Unbound event in about a month. So we want to celebrate all those who are involved and play a part in making this event a huge success, as it always is, Treva. So you mentioned it's tomorrow. Where is it going to be? What time?
So, yeah, we'll also be at the Unbound Gravel office, 714 Commercial Street. It's a come and go, but it starts at 6 p.m. and will go until 8. So it's not something that you have to be there right at 6. You can come, grab a slice, go home. We have taken care of your dinner at that point. But also we're going to have some swag to give away, some cool items to be handing out. But if we have some cyclists out there that would like to join, we have a couple group rides that will also be leaving from downtown. So Babes on Bikes and Wednesday Night Worlds, we're going to collaborate with them and get some people on bikes. So if you've got a bike and you really haven't thought about joining a group, this would be a great opportunity to come out.
Treva, this is a really cool idea, and I think it's one that, you know, its time has come. How long did it take you maybe to, and other Lifetime members to kind of put this together and get everything ready to go for tomorrow night?
Well, it's actually kind of been, to be honest, like, volunteering was my background, so it's near and dear to my heart, so I've actually had a lot of fun. The team, we have several team members coming from afar to come in and join with us. So it's actually pretty cool. It was going to start out with, just like I said, with the volunteers, but we realized that, you know, we want to be able to show appreciation. So we'll be sending pizza to the Lyon County Sheriff's Office, the dispatchers, the police departments. We're actually asking anyone on duty to come by. So the fire departments, they're going to get some pizza. We basically, at this point, I mean, we cannot do this without, like, the Emporia Main Street, City of Emporia, Madison, Hamilton, Alma, Eureka, Council Grove, Volland. Also, it's some groups, Payne's Promise, Never Let Go, Camp Alexander, the Kiwanis Club, students at ESU EHS, Opie students, Madison students, bear with me, guys, Main Street Mamas, Crosswinds, and Lyon County History Center, and that's just to name a few. Like, we cannot do this event without everyone. I have so many riders that say that they have never been to an event like this. Like, it's from the Walmart cashier to, like, the volunteer that's helping them out on course. I mean, this cannot happen without them. And we really appreciate it, and we want to recognize it.
Well, you're doing just that. Coming up tomorrow, come and go, 6 until 8 p.m. Speaking of volunteers, Treva, are you still looking for volunteers for this event this year?
Oh, we're always looking for volunteers. We have a great volunteer coordinator, Tasia Markowitz. This will be her second year, and she's doing such a great job reaching out to past groups. But we still have slots. You can go to our website, UnboundGravel.com, and there is a link to go to the volunteer page. Check out slots that you can actually, you know, sign up and volunteer just because you love to volunteer, or maybe you have a group of maybe 10 to 15 people that are looking to get some donations. We would love to be able to help local groups reach their goals. So, like, reach out and let us know what we can help you with. But yeah, tonight or that night, we will have the registration open if you want to come and check out what slots are still available.
And I was going to ask too: can service groups partner with Unbound like they've done in years past to help out on the course or maybe with cleanup afterward?
Oh, for sure. That's actually how we pretty much get through the weekend. And like you said, we will be having that cleanup, and anyone working the events leading up or during the events are pretty tired. So we do look for those fresh groups to come in and help with the cleanup after the event. So yes, we are looking for many groups and many volunteers.
One other question, Treva, before we wrap things up here is kind of, you know, we talked about here the Unbound schedule, but really from your perspective, what's ahead for you guys kind of leading up to Unbound over the next month? The actual official launch of the increasingly large XL, which may need to add another X or two on that before we get to the next few years, and, the core of the event coming up.
Right. So we'll have to schedule some time and get some of the other team members on to talk about everything. But Wow, I feel like it's like I try to like even just like when do we actually start the event? Because like Jessica said, I mean, it's the whole week. And so, of course, the actual kickoff that everyone loves to come down and watch is the XL kickoff that will happen that Friday, the 31st of May at 3 p.m. And every year it just keeps growing and growing to watch those riders head out for the night. And so that is, I guess, the official kickoff to the event, but we have so many activities that are even before that with the Gravel Hall of Fame that Wednesday. And I could keep going on, and we'll have more people on the radio to kind of go over, but there's all kinds of ways that anyone can come down and be included.
So when does the expo start?
That will start Thursday, Okay. Officially Thursday. Yes.
And that's huge in itself. That certainly has grown tremendously over the years. All right, so volunteers and locals involved with Unbound, all the helpers, and you're invited to Unbound headquarters, 714 Commercial, tomorrow night from 6 until 8 for some appreciation shown to you with food and beverages. And Jessica, what about informative sessions that you have? What's going on there?
We've got this evening at 5:30, and then we also have a Thursday morning at 8. So come down to 714 Commercial, and you can talk with the Lifetime staff, just kind of how the event could possibly, you know, impact work or where you're living, or, you know, like Treva said, if you want to get involved, or maybe you've kind of got an idea to get your business involved, this is a great time to come down and chat. And we'll also have some information available for anybody who is coming down and maybe wants to sign up to be part of the Finish Fest. They can register with us, and we can, you know, get them set up for that awesome event as well.
Sounds good.
Perfect.
Jessica, thanks for joining us here today.
Yeah, for sure, guys. Thanks
Jess. Treva, good to talk to you.
Yeah, you too. I'm sure we'll be talking soon.
Indeed we will. Thank you much. Have a good day, both of you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, Treva Worrell, who is Athlete Services Manager for Unbound Gravel, and Jessica Buchholz, Events Coordinator for Emporia Main Street. Yeah, big volunteer and local appreciation night from Unbound to you tomorrow at Unbound Headquarters, 714 Commercial, from 6 until 8. Chuck.
Right. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker Spots, that's the 720 spot every weekday. Let us know, but wait.